Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jerome Walton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Rick Kribda. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting second. The first baseman, Mark Loretta. Batting third. The third baseman, Jeff Cirillo. Batting fourth. The DH, Julio Franco. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dave Nilsson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Kelly Stinnett. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Pete Harnish. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Loretta fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Palmeiro hits a line drive into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alomar moves to second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Surhoff hits a line drive towards first. Loretta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Fernando Vina batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Vina hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walton who is chasing the ball. Vina reaches third base with a triple. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Loretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vina scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cirillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Loretta moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Cirillo. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Cirillo steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Franco strikes out. One out. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Burnitz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnitz for the out. Loretta scores. Cirillo moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Brewers. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Surhoff. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Cirillo scores. It's 3-0, Brewers. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken hits a line drive into left field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerome Walton, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Walton hits a line drive towards short. Valentin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kelly Stinnett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stinnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walton. Stinnett reaches second base with a double. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vina is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stinnett moves to third. Two outs. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops it up and throws to first, with Kribda covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bordick strikes out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmeiro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cirillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jeremy Burnett's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burnett's is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett's hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Brewers. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Brewers. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Vina settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-1 in the game. Walton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Vina settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Surhoff moves to second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Vina settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeffrey Hammonds now playing right field. Jeff Rabule now playing third base. Jerome Walton now playing first base. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rabule fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Kelly Stinnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kribda fires to first and has Valentin trapped. There's the throw to Bordick, who tags Valentin for the out. Two outs. Kelly Stinnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stinnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stinnett hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burnett's. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Burnett's throws the ball into Cirillo, who tags Anderson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Harnish covering, for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Aaron Ledesma now playing third base. Tony Tarasco now playing left field. Jeff Rabule now playing second base. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vina is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Vina hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tarasco. Vina reaches second base with a double. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Loretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Loretta hits a line drive into right field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Vina. The throw from Hoyles and he is out, Ledesma applying the tag. Two outs. Jeff Cirillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Cirillo hits a line drive into left field. Tarasco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Geronimo Berroa pinch hits for Harold Baines. Geronimo Berroa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Baroa takes first base on ball 4. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tarasco takes first base on ball 4. Baroa moves to second. Alberto Reyes now pitching. Jeff Rebule is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rebule hits a fly ball into left field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 2 in the game. Walton hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baroa moves to third. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hoyles hits a fly ball into left field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Lenny Webster now catching. Arthur Rhodes now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco strikes out. One out. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rebule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ledesma fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gerald Williams now playing center field. Darren Jackson now playing left field. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 2 in the game. Bordick strikes out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ledesma is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ledesma hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Brewers. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Hammonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Valentin strikes out. There goes Williams. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Kelly Stinnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Webster and he is safe. Williams steals third. Kelly Stinnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stinnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stinnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ledesma fields it and throws to home to get Williams. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vina is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Vina hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stinnett moves to second. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Loretta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Wickman now pitching. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Barroa is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Barroa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Tarasco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tarasco hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burnett's. Tarasco reaches second base with a double. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Rabule is 0-for-1 in the game. Rabule strikes out. Two outs. Jerome Walton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Walton is 0-for-3 in the game. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Terry Matthews now pitching. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cirillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cirillo takes first base on 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Franco is 0-for-3 in the game. Franco takes first base on 4. Cirillo moves to second. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cirillo moves to third. One out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson strikes out. There goes Franco. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive towards short. Bordick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Webster hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bordick is 0-for-3 in the game. Bordick hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Anderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.